Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. Over the past few days, we've discussed how to experience a miraculous turnaround in 2020. We're going to continue this dialogue over the remaining days of 2019. We've discussed how things can change, happen, turn around, not just in a day, but literally in a second. We even posed 10 powerful, thought-provoking, destiny-shaping questions to energize your first month of the new year. Most people fail to turn things around, not because they don't have great ideas, valuable gifts, or worthwhile skills, but because they're indecisive and complacent. They fail to finish what they've started. Sadly, it seems many do not have the staying power to complete their task, goal, or assignment. What these believers need is what I call staying power. According to dictionary.com, the phrase staying power means ability or strength to last or endure, endurance, and stamina. James chapter 5, verses 10 and 11. James 5, 10 and 11, Message Bible. Take the old prophets as your mentors. They put up with anything, went through everything, and never once quit, all the time honoring God. What a gift life is to those who stay the course. You've heard, of course, of Job's staying power, and you know how God brought it all together for him at the end. That's because God cares right down to the last detail. Well, the staying power of Job, it would have been easy for him to quit because of the heavy load he was carrying, but he didn't. God brought everything together for him at the very end. God not only cares about what you're doing, he cares right down to the last detail. Staying power allows us to turn dreams and decisions into reality. Here are 7 keys. Number 1, use a visible symbol to remind you of the decisions you've made. No day should ever pass without something to remind you of your commitment to implement decisions you've made for your future. Write down not only your decision, but your reminder in your smartphone, tablet, notebook, cards, note cards. Couldn't think of that for a second. If you use the latter, then make a decision to file them in a proper way. If you use a notebook, I'll make that same decision where you can easily access important notes, strategies, and decisions. If you're approaching a significant event in your critical path for success, create extra visuals by placing notes and or pictures on your refrigerator or bathroom mirror. Exodus 31:13, Classic Amplified. But as for you, say to the Israelites, you shall most certainly observe my Sabbath, for it is a sign between me and you throughout the generations, so that you may know without a doubt and acknowledge that I am the Lord who sanctifies you and set you apart for myself. Well, number 2, covering the basics. Pray, read, study, and listen to God. Time in your war room, your prayer closet, whatever you want to call it, will equip and educate you to accomplish your plans in the workplace. I recommend that your quiet time be the first thing each morning. There's scriptural backing for that. See, that's usually when new and fresh ideas will come to your mind. Psalm 5:3, Classic Amplified. In the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. In the morning, I will prepare a prayer and a sacrifice for you and watch and wait for you to speak my heart. Make sure you always have something to write with and write on during your time in the quiet place. Never give the enemy the opportunity to steal a God idea. thought, or instruction from you and for you. And you don't want that to happen simply because you weren't prepared to capture moments of Holy Spirit inspiration and direction. Number three, dreams come true when decisions are implemented. Yes, pray about it. Yes, meditate on it. But then, do something about it. Ask the Lord for empowering wisdom to accomplish your every goal. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 7. And the classic Amplified says, "But as for you, be strong and do not lose courage, for there's reward for your work." I wish time would allow me to do a more detailed teaching on this verse, but just let me say that 2 Chronicles 15, 7 in the Message Bible makes me want to shout every time I read it. Here's what it says. "But it's different with you. Be strong. Take heart. Payday is coming." Can somebody say hallelujah? Psalm 20, verse 4. 20, verse 4, New Living Translation. "May he grant your heart's desire and make all your plans succeed." The key to our plan succeeding is to do something every day. Not to do everything in a day, but something. Adele didn't become the best-selling musical artist by just practicing one day. She made a commitment to work on her voice and rehearse. Michael Jordan didn't become the world's greatest basketball player by making one trip to the gym. Study. Prepare yourself spiritually and mentally each day.
Learn number four, I should say, learn from others. When some Christians come to the Lord, they will read the Bible and then they refuse to touch any other book. But we shouldn't really limit our learning. Without question, obviously, the one book to read is the Bible. And if you only had one, that'd be the one. But, you know, there's some smart people around out there that have learned a lot of things through their experiences being Christians. And even if you're one of the smartest people in your circle of friends, we really don't know everything. There are writers who have spent their whole lives developing expertise in specific areas, and our lives aren't long enough to repeat the author's path to wisdom. So we need to read good books. And God will lead us to what to read.
Yes, he will.
In Philippians 4, verse 8, it says, "Finally, brethren, whatever is true, believers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable and worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word," I like that, yep, the way they speak in this, "whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and of good repute, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think continually on these things, center your mind on them, and implant them in your heart." In other words, what the scripture is saying here is other books that encourage holy living can be helpful in our walk with Christ. There's commentaries, there's Bible studies, there's devotional literature. There are many writings that can deepen our understanding of the scripture, and God gets the glory.
Yes, he does. Number five, learn to be a specialist instead of a general practitioner. If you want to be a doctor, you go to medical school. However, in medical school, you decide which particular field of medicine you want to focus on. Master, if you will. If you want to be an expert in history, you'll need to define the period. I've often said that if you spend 1 hour a day reading about something you know nothing about, within a year, you'll be an expert in your city. If you spend 1 hour a day reading about something you know nothing about, in 2 years, you'll be an expert in your state. And if you read 1 hour a day for 5 years, you become known as an international expert. It's important to exhaust all sources of information on your subject of interest. Don't be casual. The more you dig, the more treasures you'll find. God will honor your hard work and effort, and you will attain your goal. Proverbs 19:8, Good News Translation. Do yourself a favor. Learn all you can. Then remember what you learned. and you will prosper. That's a great scripture.
That is a good scripture. Number six, find motivation and inspiration in the adversities you overcome. Now, that may seem hard, but I'm telling you, it'll pay off. You know, we need to learn to see hindrance to our progress as stages of success. Everything, and I mean everything we overcome, will bring us closer and closer to our goal and to the Lord. If we have a problem, we need to work with our mentor to overcome or seek wisdom. You know, we can from those who have advice and teaching, and the teachings we respect. And that includes, definitely, number one, the Holy Spirit. God allows difficult situations in our lives to make us wiser, stronger, build our character, and make us into the person he wants us to be. Without trials and hardships, we just would not develop our spiritual muscles. Psalm 84, verses 6 and 7. Psalm 84, 6 and 7 in the Classic Amplified says, passing through the valley of weeping, which is Baca, they made it to a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with blessings. They go from strength to strength, increasing in victorious power. Each of them appears before God in Zion. The Valley of Tears is the meaning of the Valley of Baca. It's full of difficulties and trials which we would rather not go through. But passing through this valley can make us stronger and be the people we're supposed to be. In the midst of tragedy, we discover a hidden source of blessing and support, and we receive strength and become stronger in the Lord.
Number seven, learn to be a finisher. The people who make a decision and follow through with it, they're valued in the marketplace. Successful people are hard workers. The strength of a person's character and drive to success is determined by whether or not they can finish what they started. In other words, the question is, do you have staying power? Employees who complete the task are more highly valued than those who, though they made a valiant effort, nevertheless fail to complete the project. The one by whom every effort, thought, and action should be measured was the finisher. John 4:34, New Living Translation. Hallelujah. Then Jesus explained, my nourishment comes from doing the will of God who sent me and from finishing his work. The key to developing staying power is found in Isaiah 40:29, Classic Amplified. And he gives strength to the weary, and to him who has no might, he increases power. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. If you're feeling weary, if you're feeling like you need an infusion of power, you know how to find it.
That's it.
And that's how you get staying power. Hallelujah and glory. Amen.
A few more days left in this year.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We will make the most of them as we prepare for
2020 vision.
20.
Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Click the button that says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.